Hello, and welcome to GCSE Physics Unlocked, the revision podcast that helps you walk into your exam feeling confident, prepared, and ready to pick up every single mark. I'm your host, and today we are diving deep, quite literally, into one of the most fascinating topics in the OCR physics specification, geothermal power. This is topic 5.12, and whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier paper, this episode is going to give you everything you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. Core Concepts. What is geothermal power? Let's begin with the big picture. Geothermal power is a way of generating electricity using heat that comes from deep inside the Earth. Now, I want you to notice something important straight away. The word geothermal literally means earth heat. Geo means earth, and thermal means heat. Simple enough. But here's where students often pick up or lose marks. Where does that heat actually come from? The answer is radioactive decay. Deep inside the Earth's crust, there are unstable radioactive isotopes, elements like uranium, thorium, and potassium-40, and as these nuclei decay, they release thermal energy. This is the heat source, not magma, not the core, not just the ground being warm, it is specifically the thermal energy released by radioactive decay of unstable nuclei in deep rocks. Examiners will award that mark only if you say radioactive decay. If you just write heat from the Earth, you will not get the mark on a higher tier question. So say it with me. Radioactive decay. Now, how does that underground heat become electricity? Let's walk through the energy transfer chain step by step because this is exactly what a describe or explain question will ask you to do. Step 1. Cold water is pumped down through pipes into the hot rock zone deep underground. We're talking kilometers below the surface, where temperatures can reach hundreds of degrees Celsius. Step 2. The water is heated by the surrounding hot rocks and turns into steam. This is where thermal energy transfers from the rocks to the water. Step 3. The high-pressure steam travels back up through pipes to the surface. Step 4. At the surface, the steam is directed onto the blades of a turbine. The kinetic energy of the steam causes the turbine to spin. Step 5. The spinning turbine is connected to a generator. As the turbine turns the generator, electrical energy is produced. This is electromagnetic induction. The generator converts kinetic energy into electrical energy. Step 6. The electricity is sent to the national grid and distributed to homes and businesses. The steam, meanwhile, is cooled back into water and pumped back down to be reheated. The cycle continues. So the full energy transfer chain is nuclear or thermal energy from radioactive decay, then thermal energy in water and steam, then kinetic energy in the turbine, then kinetic energy in the generator, then electrical energy. If an exam question asks you to describe the energy transfers, that chain is your answer. Section 2, advantages and disadvantages. Now let's think about why geothermal power is such an interesting topic for evaluation questions. OCR loves asking you to evaluate or compare energy sources, and geothermal has a really distinctive profile. The advantages first. Geothermal power is renewable. The heat from radioactive decay in the Earth's crust will continue for billions of years. It's not going to run out on any human timescale. It is also highly reliable. This is the key advantage that separates geothermal from wind and solar. Wind turbines only generate electricity when the wind is blowing. Solar panels only work when there's sunlight. But a geothermal power station can operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of weather or time of day. Examiners call this baseload power. It provides a constant, reliable supply to meet the minimum continuous demand of the grid. That phrase, baseload, is worth knowing. Geothermal power also produces very low carbon dioxide emissions during operation. It does not burn fossil fuels, so it does not release the greenhouse gases associated with coal, oil, or gas power stations. This makes it an important tool in the fight against climate change. Now, the disadvantages. The biggest limitation is geographical. Geothermal power stations can only be built in areas where the hot rocks are close enough to the surface to be accessed, typically in volcanically active regions. Countries like Iceland, New Zealand, Kenya, and parts of the United States have excellent geothermal resources. The UK, by contrast, has very limited geothermal potential because our geology doesn't have the same volcanic activity. This is a significant constraint on how widely geothermal power can be deployed globally. There are also environmental concerns. While operational emissions are low, the construction of a geothermal plant has a high carbon footprint. Drilling deep wells and building the infrastructure require significant energy and materials. Additionally, geothermal sites can release naturally occurring underground gases, such as hydrogen sulfide, which are hazardous and have a strong smell. so it's not completely pollution-free. Be careful here. Don't just say it causes pollution. Be specific. Say it can release hazardous underground gases such as hydrogen sulfide, though carbon dioxide emissions during operation are very low. There's also a common confusion I want to address right now. Geothermal power stations are not the same as ground source heat pumps. Ground source heat pumps are used in domestic heating. They extract the relatively mild warmth from just a few meters underground to heat homes. They do not generate electricity. Geothermal power stations drill kilometers into the earth to reach genuinely hot rocks and generate electricity on an industrial scale. These are completely different technologies, and mixing them up in an exam is a costly error. Section 3. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's get tactical. Here are the key exam tips that will help you secure every available mark on geothermal questions. Tip 1. Always specify radioactive decay as the heat source. If the question asks, what is the source of energy in a geothermal power station? The answer is not heat from the earth or hot rocks. It is thermal energy released by the radioactive decay of unstable nuclei in deep rocks. That precision is what earns higher tier marks. Tip 2. For 6-mark evaluation questions, structure your answer using the point, evidence, explain method, PE. Make a point, give evidence or an example, and explain the significance. For geothermal, a strong evaluation would contrast its reliability as a baseload source with the intermittency of wind and solar, discuss its low operational carbon emissions versus high construction costs, and address the geographical limitation. Always end with a judgment. Overall, geothermal is a valuable renewable source in geologically suitable regions, but its global potential is limited by location. Tip 3. Know the command words. State means give a brief factual answer. One or two words or a short phrase. Describe means say what happens, use correct terminology, and describe the process. Explain means say how or why, use the word because to link cause and effect. Evaluate means consider both sides, use evidence, and make a judgment. Each command word tells you exactly what the examiner wants. Tip 4. Don't confuse reliability with renewability. Geothermal is both reliable and renewable. Wind is renewable but unreliable. Nuclear is reliable but not renewable. These distinctions matter in evaluation questions. Tip 5. On the environmental impact, distinguish between construction and operation. During construction, CO2 emissions are high. During operation, CO2 emissions are very low. Examiners credit responses that make this distinction explicitly. Common mistake 1. Writing the heat comes from the core or from magma. The heat source is radioactive decay in the crust, not the molten core. The core is relevant to the Earth's magnetic field, not geothermal power generation. Common mistake. Saying geothermal energy is unreliable or weather dependent. This is completely wrong. You're confusing it with wind or solar. Geothermal is one of the most reliable renewable sources precisely because it doesn't depend on weather. Common mistake 3. Vaguely saying geothermal causes pollution. Be specific. It can release underground gases, but operational CO2 emissions are very low compared to fossil fuels. Section 4. Quick fire recall quiz. Okay, it's quiz time. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast after each one. Say your answer out loud, then press play to hear the correct response. Question 1. What is the original source of thermal energy in a geothermal power station? Pause now. Answer. Radioactive decay of unstable nuclei, such as uranium, in deep rocks. Question 2. List the 4 main steps in converting geothermal heat into electricity. Pause now. Answer. Cold water is pumped down, heated by hot rocks to produce steam. Steam drives a turbine. Turbine turns a generator to produce electricity. Question 3. Why can geothermal power stations only be built in certain locations? Pause now. Answer. They require areas where hot rocks are close enough to the surface, typically volcanically active regions. Question 4. Give one advantage of geothermal power over wind power. Pause now. Answer. Geothermal is reliable and provides baseload power 24 hours a day, whereas wind power is intermittent and depends on wind availability. Question 5. What hazardous substance can be released by geothermal activity? Pause now. Answer. Hydrogen sulfide, a naturally occurring underground gas that can be released at geothermal sites. Section 5, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Geothermal power harnesses thermal energy from radioactive decay deep in the Earth's crust. Cold water is pumped down, heated to steam, and that steam drives a turbine connected to a generator to produce electricity. It is renewable, reliable, and low carbon during operation, making it an excellent baseload power source. Its main limitation is geographical. It only works in volcanically active areas. During construction, the carbon footprint is high, and underground gases can be released during operation. For your exam, always say radioactive decay, not just heat from the Earth. Know the full energy transfer chain. In evaluation questions, contrast geothermal's reliability with the intermittency of wind and solar. Distinguish between construction and operational environmental impacts, and never confuse geothermal power stations with ground source heat pumps. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you prepare for is a mark you can earn. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode of GCSE Physics Unlocked. Take care.